I don't know what you heard, but growing up is never easy. We was born dying, we're born unto death. At some point you gotta start living.
On the run with no gun up the valley, dipping from my collar, tripping and falling the natty. That's where I met this beautiful lady, her name was Sally. Instantly introduced her to my mom gladly, yeah. Mama said she would take me to dark alleys, rob me for my identity, no not Sally. She was saying things I couldn't believe about Sally. I thought my mama wanted to see me happy, but she was right, I did dirt with Sally. Even tried to go to church with Sally. It still seems like it never worked with Sally. Long story short, the neighbors called the police, so I dilly-dally ran up the alley. Moving so swift on my toes, just like ballet. Slow my roll and ran towards daddy. He said, son, I was with you this whole time.
You need to know.
September 15th, 2001, less than 1 week after the two towers were struck. 2 days prior to my 20th year, we was guzzling beer with some of that field fire in the air. We, being in people, was deep in the streets with, trying to throw a dope show slash birthday bash at my mom's pad. Had my DJ cat pack his gig bag with wax so he could spin that stash of rap classics. But a party in Greenfield minus static, it simply never happens. That's when this crack dealer with bad feelings for his female sex pulls in the driveway where I stay. And to make a long story short, I ended up in the middle of him, ticked off with his pistol pointed at my DJ's temple. But since that incident, life has been much different. I finished almost dying and started living. Started living.
Mom and Pop finally broke up, but I never got choked up. Only yoked up with the garbage I soaked up. Anger and violence, a stranger to silence. I grew up around the sounds of fuck wildin'. There's no smile when you feel surrounded by death. My partner was underwater when he took his last breath. And to have sex should've made me paranoid. The homie round the way already had a pair of boys. Getting beat up at school, treated like a fool by the coach, cause the player was too cool for rules. Picture this scene, I was only 15. By 16, it was time to quit the team. I was done with non-believers, man, including myself. Figured things that I was doing wasn't good for my health. Like a heavy D in a boy's tape I was given. Death was played out, it was time to start living.